Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Chuck. How may I help you?
Yes, you keep charging on my credit card a charge, but first it was $31, now it's $42.
Yes, I'm sorry to hear that. Can I start off by having your zip code, please?
70114. And what this is anyway? Yeah.
Was 70114.
Yeah, what the name of this company is?
We're a third-party company. We service over 100 different products.
Okay.
Can I have your first and last name, please?
My first name, Brian.
Last
Last
name?
name, La-L-T-T.
Can you verify your address for me, please?
913 Odeon, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70114.
One second. I do see
Man,
you have
sir.
placed a order of our advanced wireless earbuds. That's supposed to have free range sound and good quality.
Good morning, Doc. No, yes, I canceled that because I thought it was a fraud.
Hello?
You canceled the headphones?
Yes, it was on Sam's.com, right? I mean, they told me to do a free survey, right? They told me to do a free survey, and they said they're going to charge me $5 for the earbuds. I remember it. And then they came up and charged me $31. And I said, I text this to whatever the company was and told them I don't want them, right? I called Sam's Club and got it off my cord. And that was it. Now, yesterday, I saw a charge February the 10th for $42. So it went from 31 to 42 for $5.
Well, I do apologize about that, sir, but I do not see no notations of. Let me see. So did you receive them?
No, I don't have nothing. Because I thought it was fraud, so I called Sam's Club and told them, man, I ain't never heard of Sam's Club giving you some earbuds and I don't know what it, and she told me what's going on. So I asked her, dude, I got to destroy my car. She told me no, and she took it off. It was $31 on January 29th. And last night, I looked on my thing and it said $42 was charged to your car. I got an email from y'all. That's what made me think about it, because I got an email before from y'all for $31. I said, why would I pay something $31 and y'all say it was $5? And then y'all turned
well,
back
sir,
and I canceled.
I don't see nothing where they reversed the payment, because we only charged you, say, the $31 was for two earbuds and a warranty. But as I look it up, it states that it was delivered to your front door or your porch at 11:59 on January 30th in New Orleans.
Right there where I live at. Yeah, oh no, I ain't receiving. I got a mailbox that you slide everything to my door.
Can you verify the address for me again, please?
913 Odeon, Odeon, 70114, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yep, that's the address you got delivered to 11:59, January 30th. Is there anyone else in the home that accepted the package?
No, I'm there by myself. I live there by myself.
Okay, one second. One second, sir.
Okay. No. sorry, Mr. Oh,
I'm still here.
Yeah.
No, at this time, sir, I do apologize about the charges are being valid, but at this time, I am able to reship you out those earbuds.
All right, but for a price, y'all got $41 on one and $30 on one. You know what I'm saying? Because that's why I canceled. I really thought it was a fraud. That's why I canceled the first time. But the way the Sam lady acting like it was not a fraud, you know what I'm saying, because it's for a bill, what's calling. So I wouldn't want to pay no $41. First, I was paying $31. Now I'm paying $42. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, I do know that because we're not saying no notations on this end about you calling Sam's Club or.
No, I called the bank holder.
The bank.
The bank. I'll give you their number right now because we disputed this now.
You just disputed it?
I disputed it, and she said that I could call her back now, but I told her what's going on. She told me to reach out to y'all.
Okay, well, if you already then disputed it, Mr. Lott, I just asked you just to call back in with your bank because you don't want to, if we even try to interfere with it, it'll mess up the process of what you have going on at the bank. So in order to just resolve and not go back and forth, just call back in with your bank and then we can resolve it from there.
What you want me to do with the bank?
You can call us back in with the bank.
Call y'all back on three-way with the bank?
Yes.
I don't know. You going to be somebody else going to answer the phone or something? I don't understand.
Yes, I'm about to notate the account and state that customer, Mr. Lott, we'll be calling back in with the bank, discussing refunds.
Okay. All right.
I just want you to, because I can't hold the line up, saying if the bank don't answer or not, and I don't want to be on the phone while you get your information to the bank verifying. So that's why I asked if you call your bank and then call us on the freeway.
All right, somebody else will call and what's called them. So when I call the bank, what y'all going to dispute it or what y'all going to do? I don't understand.
Well, since you already started the disputed process with your bank,
right?
It'll just make it easier for your bank to speak with us directly and we can be able to go from there.
Okay, I will call them now. And I'll call you back.
Okay, one second. I'm going to just note the account. One second. Back here. Okay, you're all set. So we'll be hearing from you shortly.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day.
All right.